The handful of demonstrators in Moscow was outnumbered by police and journalists who gathered near the Uzbek embassy, where guards in camouflage uniforms peered from behind the mission's heavy metal gates. Daria Soboyeva, a member of Russia's Memorial Human Rights Organization, told VOA the Andijan demonstration gets smaller with each passing year, not because people have forgotten, but because they fear repression. Soboyeva says relatives of activists who demonstrate in Russia are persecuted in Uzbekistan. She adds that if an activist is not a citizen of Russia, he or she can be returned to Uzbekistan, where they are imprisoned or they simply disappear. Organizer Bakhrom Khomreyev, head of the Association of Central Asian Political Emigrants in Moscow, says the event was meant as a protest against serious Uzbek human rights violations. He says these include torture, imprisonment, or exile of opposition activists. Khomreyev is also calling on the United States, Russia, and the European Union to demand a full investigation of the Andijan massacre. The activist says in the past 4 years, neither the European Union, the United States, nor Russia have been able to demand a fair investigation and to provide a clear assessment of the Andijan massacre. He says this gives Uzbek President Islam Karimov an excuse to continue repressive policies against his people. Uzbek authorities say 187 people were killed in the anti-government protest in 2005, which erupted after gunmen in Andijan freed a group of prisoners awaiting trial. Some estimates say the death toll may have been much higher. The government of Uzbekistan says most of the dead were terrorists or victims of terrorists. International human rights groups say most of those killed were victims of indiscriminate shooting by government forces. Uzbekistan has rejected calls from the West for an independent investigation of the events in Andijan. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.